Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful to be here once again in the service of the Lord on this Wednesday, the 17th day of February 2021.
We know that the Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we look to Him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's in Him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God. There's nothing better than being in the body of Christ. We're just grateful this morning for each and every one who has joined us today here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ Himself. So we're glad for you and your family, and how God has joined the family together and giving them a desire to just be ready for Him when He comes back for His church without a spot or wrinkle. It doesn't matter what they're looking like right now. We're just believing in the future. They will look so much better, and they will look like Jesus Christ. So let us pray this morning. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we're just grateful for You being our God. You are the awesome God of the universe. You are the King. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless Your name. I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We bless Your holy and Your righteous name, oh God. Oh, my Father, we just thank You so much because You have been so good and You're so wonderful. You're everywhere. You see all things, and all power is in Your hands, oh God. The world is ruled at Your command, Lord. We just thank You, Lord, for just knowing that You're always going to be there for us, oh God. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as You are, as wide as You are, You never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just praise You this morning, God, because we know, Father, today that our praises are good, and You're in the midst of our praises, oh God, as we praise You, God, as the children of Israel did. You inhabited their praises. You inhabit our praises, and things happen when we praise You, oh God, and You're moving by Your Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord, we thank You for Jesus Christ. We thank You for the blood. Thank You for the fact that He gave His life for us. And even today, we thank Jesus for being at the right hand of the throne of God, and He is interceding on our behalf. So we thank You, Jesus, that You have called us friend. Hallelujah. And You are a friend who's closer than our brother. You are the good shepherd. And as Your sheep, we know Your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. My God, we thank You, Lord, that You're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Jesus, we thank You that You are Emmanuel, God with us. My Lord, we thank You, Jesus, that You gave Your life. Oh, my Lord, we thank You today, Jesus, because before You got on the cross, You went up the hill, Golgotha. You bore all the pain and the shame. You bore those stripes on Your back so that we could be healed. So we thank You for healing this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise You this morning, oh God. We glorify You this morning, Father. We bless You this morning, God, because You are doing great things through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we embrace You. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us, even in our prayers this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, bless You today. Oh, my Lord, we thank You, Lord, today that it is the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. So we thank You, Lord, for the yokes and bondages being broken this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we thank You, Lord, today that we have the power and the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, because Jesus gave us that power. Hallelujah. We bless You this morning. Glory to Your name, Father. We praise You this morning, oh God. And Lord, this morning we ask You to forgive us for any wrongdoing, anything that we may have done that was against Your will, anything that we have said, oh God, that was not pure, that was not honest, that was not lovely, oh God. We ask You, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We know that our Redeemer lives and reigns forevermore. My God, we just thank You today for that. My Lord, we just pray for those, oh God, who are going through many trials and tests right now. So many people are struggling, oh God. Many people are very depressed, Lord. We ask you, Father, to help those who are depressed and just have a spirit of joy. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. And with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. So let each and every person, oh God, out there realize and recognize that you're there for them, oh God. And they don't have to be down and out, oh God. And even those who are in the spirit of committing suicide, we bring up that demon of murder right now in the name of Jesus. That devil of Cain, that demon of Cain, oh God, that murdering spirit, we bind it up right now in this spirit of love and joy and hope, oh God, because there's hope in you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokola Shekara Kalita the Gasola Sheka, Nikita the Shita Makolita Shita Maketa. Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you today, oh God, for the truth, oh God, being able to set us free, oh God. We shall know the truth, oh God, and the truth is that you are the one, Lord, who is there for each and every person, Lord. There are those, oh God, who don't know you, oh God, in the part of their sins. They need to come, Lord, so that they can have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Lord, you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God, as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God. Thank you, Lord, for the joy this morning. Thank you, Lord, today that you are drawing those who are maybe even sleeping out on the streets in the cold weather, all this cold weather that is across the United States of America. So many things that are happening, oh God, that is pointing to your word, that there will be so many things that will let us know that Jesus is soon to come. My God, we just pray for everyone, oh God, who is in a place, Lord, where they're maybe stuck in the snow or out in the cold, God. We ask you, Lord, to bring relief, Lord, before it's too late, Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray for those who have lost their lives, that their families, oh God, will be comforted in this time, oh God. Suddenly people have been taken away from this earth realm, oh God. And we know, Father, today, that you're the one who gives and you're the one who takes away, and we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. But, Lord, there are those who are mourning right now. There are those who are crying right now because their loved ones are gone. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them in this hour. We ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, to just continue to know that you're there for them, God, and these people, Lord, that they will get to know you in the part of their sins, and they will get to know you in a very special way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God. And, Lord, as we continue to pray for those who are sick, there are those who may have high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, COVID-19, colds and flu, sinus congestion, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who have arthritic conditions, that you heal the swelling in the limbs, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, take away the swelling, take away the pain, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, we just praise you, God, today that you heal those who may have heart conditions, those who have had a stroke, Lord, that you can heal those bodies and straighten up the limbs, God, and fix the mind, God. You are a mind regulator. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We just praise you, God, today for the knees being healed, oh, God, the ankles being healed today, oh, God. Somebody may have gout, God, and various forms of cancer, Lord. We pray for Uncle Marvin, God. We pray for my cousin Raymond, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you heal their bodies, God, and help them, oh, God, to know that you're right there for them. The doctors may not know what to do, God, but you're the one, God, who made these bodies, and you can help our bodies to be healed, God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Jeannie, oh God, we pray for her to be completely healed. Our Sister Juanita, oh God, and Apostle Horsley, whatever may be going on in the bodies, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, our Sister Marie, God, we praise you, God, today because you help her in whatever is going on in her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and help her to get that dentist, oh God, that she's looking for, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have thyroid conditions, we pray for thyroids to be healed today, oh God, hair to be replaced, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray that the dumb will begin to speak, God, those who can't hear, God, that their ears will be opened, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the blindest eyes to be opened today, God, in the name of Jesus, My God, my God, somebody may have a serious fever today, God, and you can heal and bring the temperature down, God. Those who may have low blood pressure, you can bring the blood pressure up to a good place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, we thank you, Lord, today for the healing. Thank you for deliverance today, God. Thank you that you are setting people free even now, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Those who are carrying children, oh God, Quenisha, oh God, and Brittany, Lord, bless their bodies, oh God. Let the babies come out healthy and strong, oh God. And all the babies who have been born recently, we pray for these babies, oh God, that they will get to know you, Lord, that they will be taught of you. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we bless you today, oh God, because you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing that is taking place right now. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you this morning, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We bless your name, God, because you're the one and only wise God. You're the one who can do great things, oh God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we pray, God, today for each and every one who is at this prayer this morning. Whatever we need, oh God, we know that you can supply. We ask you, Lord, just heal any minds that need to be healed today, oh God. Heal the bodies that need to be healed, oh God. Heal the finances today, oh God, that need to be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. There are those, oh God, who need a financial blessing. Somebody needs a financial increase. Somebody needs a job. Somebody's business, oh God. We just pray for the businesses, oh God, that you increase and enlarge and continue to bring extra clients and customers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against the spirit of fear, God, in the name of Jesus. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind, oh God. We will rise in you, oh God. We will be careful for nothing, oh God, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we shall make our request known to you, God, in the land of the living, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for allowing us to be here for such a time as this, and we are in agreement with you, God. Thank you for the one accord spirit, oh God, even in our families today, oh God, as they come together, Lord. We know that there are tensions that may be rising because the kids are at home almost all day long, oh God. So we ask you, Father, to help the children, oh God, to get their lessons, Father. Help the parents to have patience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those who have had to go back to school, we pray for their protection, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we believe, oh God, that you're right there in the schools, oh God, and you can help these teachers, oh God. Help the children, oh God, that they will not spread any of this COVID-19 or any other kinds of diseases, their cold and flu that can be spread, Lord. So we pray, God, today for your covering, oh God, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So I believe Sister Chris, her phone had dropped, so we're going to see, you know, she'll go ahead and lead us this morning. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Sister Darlene. Lord God, I just want to thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together, Lord God, this morning to worship your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just magnify you and lift you up, Jesus, Lord God. You are just so wonderful, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we get excited at 6 in the morning when we get a chance to get on this prayer line just to come together, Lord God, in corporate prayer, Lord God, just worshiping you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are the great I am, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for being everything, Lord God. Thank you for being omnipresent, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being, you know, all things, Jesus, Lord God. And I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Father God, that we just trust you and trust your time, Jesus, Lord God. And I just want to share with y'all this morning, I was reading something before the prayer line, before I got on the prayer line, and it was about Martha and just about trusting God's timing. And I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. And it says, recently my car needed work. The mechanic shop was closed a mile from my house, so I decided to walk. As I shuffled along to the bustling street, I noticed something. Everyone else was moving so fast. It isn't rocket science. Cars go faster than pedestrians. As I walked home, I had a realization. we're so used to moving fast all the time. Then I had another realization. I often expect God to move just as quickly. I want his plans to fit my speedy timeline. When Jesus lived on earth, he seemingly moved at a slow pace, and sometimes this disappointed his friends. In John 11, Mary and Martha sent the word that their brother Lazarus was sick. They knew Jesus could help, but he arrived 4 days later after Lazarus had died. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. In translation, Jesus didn't move fast enough, but he had bigger plans, raising Lazarus from the dead. Sometimes, can we relate to Martha's desperation? I can. Sometimes I long for Jesus to move more quickly and answer a prayer. Sometimes it seems like he's late, but Jesus' sovereign schedule is different from ours. He accomplishes his saving work on his timeline, not ours. And the ultimate outcome displays his glory and his goodness in the ways that are so much greater than our plans. And I just was thinking about that, you know, sometimes we're disappointed and we just feel like God is not answering our prayers. But we don't understand that he's accomplishing something bigger and how that realization affects our perception of God and his sovereignty. And this prayer says, Father, I sometimes get so impatient. Help me to trust your perfect timing and to cling to your goodness and faith. I learned more about the life of Christ today. So I just wanted to share that with you because, you know, I guess that I was thinking, I've been thinking like that. You know, you when you want something and you pray about it, you feel like it's just supposed to instantly happen. And, you know, they say you're supposed to have faith of a mustard seed, and we have to believe, but we have to also trust God's timing and God's schedule. And I just want to thank God. That just really blessed me this morning before I got on the prayer line, actually while I was listening to Sister Darlene pray. I just really was thinking, you know, that really touched my spirit because I'm like, God, you know, we just want God to come when we want him to come. We want God to heal the pain when we want him to heal the pain. But sometimes God's timing is not our timing. He said his ways are as far as our ways from the east is from the west. And I just thank God for that. I just thank God for his sovereign schedule. I thank God for his timing. And I just want to come in and just, together, we can just come in and just thank God for his timing today. Father God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you today, Lord God, for your timing, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you kept your timing is perfect, Lord God. Lord God, it's your ways are far from the east, it's from the west, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for giving us patience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our peace, Lord God. Lord God, you said that you would give us peace beyond our understanding, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, those that are waiting on you, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you renew their strength, Lord God, today, Lord God. Renew their strength, Lord God. Renew their patience, Lord God. Renew their peace, Father God. Lord God, this is people waiting on a miracle, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, lying by the pool, Lord God, that just want to hop in, Lord God, and pick up your bag. Pick up your bag and get in, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray that they will see you, Lord God, for your time, for your will, Lord God. For your time, Lord God, that we trust you, Lord God. We're trusting you, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, Lord God. No matter what we're going through, Lord God, we're trusting you today, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. We trust in you for patience, Lord God, and peace, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God, for those families, Lord God, that we've been praying for, Lord God. We trust in you, Lord God, that you're going to keep Caleb, Lord God. We trust in you that you're going to keep Denver and Dallas, Lord God, and TJ and Zadar and Sierra and Joshua, Father God. We trust in you, Lord God, that you're going to keep your Lord and your people, Father God. That you're going to give us strength, Lord God. We need to start like you, Lord God, for my lives, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be able to come down into our own understanding, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to pick up our cross and follow our steps, Lord God. My God, you are a healer, Lord God. A way maker, Lord God. You are the joy, Lord God. You are the lamb in our presence, Lord God. Help us to trust
will to God.
It's a time to grow, it's a time to die. It's a time, Lord God.
Your time. If it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen. You are next in line.
line, whoever needs to hear that, you are next in line for God's miracle, God's grace, God's mercy, renews daily. And you are worthy of it. God would do it just for you. He would save just that one rant. If it was just only you, he would have did it for you. He would have died on the cross only for you. That blood would have been shed just for you. You are worth it. You've always been worth it. God knew you was worth it. And I just thank God today for that, that we could just walk in the word in Jesus Christ. He has given us so much, and I'm so grateful that I know him, and I just thank God today. So we just want to get the names of the people on the prayer line today. And if you can give your name now.
This is Sister Gladys. This morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lois.
Well, Apostle Horsley and Gladys Horsley.
Good morning.
Good morning. This
good
is
morning. Sister
Marie.
Scholastica listening.
Good morning.
Good.
Good morning, Sister Marie. I don't know if you heard me. Good morning, Sister Marie. I didn't hear who was able to pray this one.
Lord God, this is a great time for us to repent, oh Lord God. God, of our sins, of omission and sins, of a commission, O Lord God, and not take any chance with our salvation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you this bless, O Lord God, and continue to bless us to be, O Lord God, under prayer, deliverance ministry, O Lord God, to keep the circle strong, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, and all that come, O Lord God, that make up the circle, O Lord God, and those that come later, O Lord God, and in the archives, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the entrepreneurs here that are online, O Lord God, and those that desire, O Lord God, to open up the business, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you for them, O Lord God, because without you, O Lord God, we would not have the broadcast, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We would not have people to pray for and to work, O Lord God, while it is day, Lord God, because nighttime come, O Lord God, we understand that none could work for you, O Lord God. Lord God, we need more people to come in, O Lord God, and give their lives to Christ, O Lord God, and enter into the vineyard of work, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the healing and deliverance, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for feeling well this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would put a word in my heart, O Lord God, and in my spirit, O Lord God, that I would have the right answer, Lord God, and the right word from you, Lord God, to speak to those, O Lord God, who are searching, O Lord God, those that are lost, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for family salvation in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the parents, O Lord God, that are single parents this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and those, O Lord God, that have children, O Lord God, with special needs, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. We just came, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to worship you, to praise you, O Lord God, to thank you, O Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God, because you didn't have to do it, O Lord God, but you did, O Lord God. You have kept us, O Lord God, through the storm and through the rain, O Lord God. Lord God, you kept us, O Lord God, and the pandemic has been going on over a year now, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and we're still here, Lord God, at our post, O Lord God, saved, sanctified, able, Shita, Nakayosa, God, and filled with the Holy Ghost, O Lord God. We just ask that you would continuously have mercy, O Lord God, and continuously to work miracles so great, O Lord God, realizing that there's none like you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we're putting up a special prayer, Lord God, not only for those that ask, O Lord God, but even those that are in the church today, Lord God, that get married, Lord God, that you would bless their marriage, O Lord God, that this would be, O Lord God, a record number, O year, Lord God, of saints getting married, O Lord God, finding people, O Lord God, not so much, O God, as a soulmate, O Lord God, but someone that loves the Lord, O Lord God, willing to live after the ordinance of God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. If you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, if it's not too late, O Lord God, just bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, of none of the people have come, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, save people, Lord God, filled with the spirit, O Lord God, and love you, O Lord God, but they yet, O Lord God, are desiring for companions, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we are not ignorant concerning Satan's devices, O Lord God. So, Lord God, as we go, O Lord God, and in this upcoming fast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would heal marriages, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's broken, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would fortify, O Lord God, those that are in the marriage covenant, O Lord God, and encourage them, O Lord God, with words and by your spirit, O Lord God, to fight a good fight of faith, O Lord God, to make sure that they and their house, O Lord God, lay hands on eternal life, even for their children, O Lord God, that their spirit would just cover, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, cover, Lord God. Too many of our children, Lord God, are uncovered, O Lord God, and they're exposed to that spirit of suicide and murder and confusion, O Lord God. They're exposed, O Lord God, to gang violence, O Lord God. They're exposed to all the darkness, O Lord God, and the activity of darkness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would just cover them with your blood, O Lord God. Let them see, O Lord God, the light, O Lord God, that they would not continuously walk in the darkness, O Lord God. Let the prayers of the righteous prevail over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Even as they go back into the schoolhouse, O Lord God, we pray for the government of this United States of America, Lord God, that you would talk to the God, O Lord God. The children are being confused, O Lord God. They've been out of school sporadically, up and down, almost a year, Lord God. So here goes she. So we leave this in your hands, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We just make mention of it now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look what you do exploits, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Keep my wife safe, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless the going and the come out, the Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, and all of those that are here, O Lord God, and all that will be traveling, O Lord God, in the inclement weather, O Lord God, as we go through this time, O Lord God, of winter, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you and we praise you, God, for this time of prayer and worship, O Lord God, setting ourselves in agreement in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would answer every prayer and heal, deliver, and set free. We thank you in Jesus' name. Say amen. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Holy is Lord. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotion, and physical being, and according with your divine plan and order for our life. We receive your divine healing, wholesomeness, and newness of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, we ask for and receive beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person we pray for today according to John 16:23, and those that we will be praying for, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14:13-14, to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new relief and flow it in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundantly with life abundantly. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding, Lord. Anoint us to hear your voice, not that of a stranger. Anoint us to hear your voice, not that of a stranger, understanding. Heavenly Father, cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a stranger voice. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly, help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gift, anointing, and blessing, and all else you have for us, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14:13-14, to anoint us, pour out your anointing on us, Lord. Applying the, we receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14:13-14, to do all these things, and let your love be so brightly shine through us and to others, and ask an act of worship to you in Jesus' name. God, to you be the glory, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, you know everything that's going on around us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're asking you to take charge over our lives, Heavenly Father, to guide us, Lord, to continue strengthening us, and those that are weak, Lord, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Those that those are not able to communicate, Lord, give them communication so they'll be understanding in the lives, in their lives, Lord, they're telling lies, tell the Father. Oh, yes, 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 tell the Father. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, humbling ourselves, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Asking that you just give us more of you, more of you, Lord. More understanding, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we pray that your light shine on us and through us, Lord, so other people can see it and want what we have, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we love you with all our heart, Lord, for there is no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just ask that you continue. Allow them to hear more of your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that do not hear you can hear your voice, Lord. Speak to them, Lord, that they be able to hear your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Pray for those that don't have patience, Lord. There's still patience in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Those that don't know you, Lord, put someone in their path that they get to know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we come here today agreeing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, you said where two or more there is power in prayer. Oh, there is strength. Oh, yes, Lord, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray, I'm praying for relationships, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, got some relationships that's there, and there's no growth. There, Heavenly Father, praying for growth for relationships, Lord. You know who should be together, who not should be together, Lord. We ask that your will be did in these situations so people can be happy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those that in marriages and relationships where the other father does not put God first, Lord. We ask that you work on that situation, Heavenly Father, for there's nothing impossible for you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we're praying for the little kids that don't hear Heavenly Father. I'm praying for the kids that are disobedient to their to their parents, Lord, and disrespectful to others. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn them around, Heavenly Father. Fix them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You got kids that's not participating in school, Lord, that's disruptive, that don't even go to class, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Giving their parents a hard time about the schooling, Lord. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, renew their mind, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Oh, touch their mind that they can realize the necessity of getting education, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that you give us on a daily basis safe travel, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those that don't know you, Lord, for those that don't backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. See the touch of you, Lord. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, I'm praying for the churches that is struggling financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. Oh, touch the finances, Lord. Oh, yes, touch people that are willing to help, Lord. They don't have to ask anybody, Lord. But as long as we ask you, Lord, it will be needed, Lord. Because that's who you are. You are a way maker, Lord. You are a provider. Yes, you are, Lord. You are a helper in time of need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Pray for those that's out there that may be addicted to whatever they are addicted to, Lord. Break their chains, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Oh, set them free in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's those that are out there homeless, Lord, by poor, Heavenly Father. They need a place to stay, and that's who you are. You are a shelter, Lord. Oh, give them a shelter over their head, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, there's somebody that's crying out to you right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are out there that need protection right now due to a situation they might be in, Lord, or about to happen, or already happened, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Give them someone to talk to, Lord. Send help their way. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, I connect all the prayers that's going on over this land at this hour. But Father, who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day and all the people we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread, and give our prayer that you forgive those that trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. You're our beginning and our end, and Lord, we love you with all our heart, and we all agree in Jesus' name. We pray. I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the prayers, Sister Marie and Apostle Horsley. We just thank you for each and every prayer. And Sister Darlene, I guess we're at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're grateful this morning. Thank you, Sister Chris, for leading us. I don't know what happened to your phone, but we're glad that you came back and were able to get us into the hour. And just so you know, that scripture that you were giving, you said Peter, but it's we should have said 2 Peter, chapter 3, 8 and 9, there are two books of Peter. So just so everybody would know if they're, you know, taking notes on the scriptures. So we're just grateful for all that God is doing. We're just going to pray as we get ready to leave today that God will bless each and every one of us. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow. We're grateful, Lord, today because you are our strength and you are our song and you are become our salvation. We thank you, God, because in you we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. So we're grateful, Lord, today for all that has transpired during the course of our lives. It doesn't matter what we have gone through, Lord. We know that you are right there. So we are appreciative of the fact, even when we were in our sin, that you protected us, oh God, and you waited for us, and you showed us how to have patience with people, Lord. So we have patience with our families, God. We just thank you, Lord, today for the truth of the matter is this, is that you are great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you and make a declaration this morning that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree this morning that we shall resist the devil and the devil will flee from us. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. I decree and declare blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. I decree that we pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus and wickedness in high places are being destroyed right now. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily. I decree that we shall overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass because the Lord God Almighty is on our side and he is covering us in the blood of Jesus. I say thanks to everyone who has sown into the ministry and my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I decree that some of us will see the 1,000-fold blessing as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's leave and remembering that we are workers together with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. And we will see what the Lord has for us and what we have for him. So have a peaceful day and believe that God is never going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.